Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3212 BN. Today's date is November 15th, 2023, and the title of the episode is January 6th Ghost Buses, Iran Next, Iran Opens the Door Far Beyond the Biden Family. Let's talk about our health. I've been telling you about EnviroCleanse, the home purifier so powerful the U.S. Navy chose it to purify the air on their ships. Now EnviroCleanse is extending their sale for our listeners, and the timing of this 30% off sale couldn't be better. It's officially cold and flu season. EnviroCleanse has proven to capture and destroy flu and COVID viruses in your home, plus bacteria, toxins, mold, and allergens. EnviroCleanse is how you fight back against the entire family getting sick. In fact, EnviroCleanse is the only home air purifier that promises you and your family better health, and it makes that promise by helping clear your home of cold and flu and many other viruses. That's why I have EnviroCleanse in my home, the new science in home air purification. Don't miss this 30% off sale. Order your EnviroCleanse home air purifier while supplies last. Visit ekpure.com and use code RUMBLE30. That's ekpure.com, code RUMBLE30. ekpure.com, RUMBLE30 is the code to use. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. It seems that they are now front and center, and the people are now witnessing everything that is happening. And what do I mean by that? Well, I do believe that everything leads back to Obama. I do believe that Iran now is put front and center. People now are hearing about Iran. You see Biden giving money to Iran, which he just gave more money to Iran. I think the total is now $80 billion. And I do believe all this is coming about because all roads lead to Obama. And everyone needs to understand how treasonous the Obamas actually were for this country. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, their mission is to put them front and center so people can see how they were treasonous against this country, even though they continually tell the people that their administration was completely and utterly scandal-free. But think about what Trump and the Patriots have been doing. They've been showing everyone, look, Joe Biden, who was a senator, then became vice president under the Obama administration. He was doing all of this during the 8 years. He had 20 shell companies. He was laundering money. He was in line with China, Ukraine. We already saw the video of quid pro quo. Everyone has seen it now. And he told lies that he had knew nothing about his business, his son's business. And now we see that he knew everything about his business. Now, remember, this was all done under the Obama administration. So are you trying to tell me, as the president of the United States during this period of time, he knew nothing of what Biden was doing? Of course he did. He sees the intelligence every single day. He knows if he's dealing with a foreign government. But once again, what happened? They covered it up. They made sure that no one knew about this. They never thought anyone would ever know about this. And think about what Trump has been doing right now. I do believe he's been shifting everything and educating the people in all of this. Now the people are saying, well, wait a minute. He's been doing this during this entire time over the last 8 years in the Obama administration, and Obama knew nothing about it. Well, I do believe what's coming into focus is that Obama knew about it and he actually covered for him while dealing with Iran. Remember, this is infiltration from within. Obama infiltrated our government with the help of Soros and many other people. Think about it. Obama took care of DC, took care of the government, brought in the people that he needed in government, created the swamp. Yes, the swamp was there a long time ago, but he actually ramped it up. George Soros's job, his job was to replace those prosecutors and judges across the country. This way they can work together. Because how do you bring down a country if you don't control it from within? Yes, you can invade the country, but once again, how do you invade a country that has nuclear weapons? Well, that'd be pretty tough. So if you wanted to destroy a country, how do you do it? You do it from within. And to do it from within, you need to set certain things up. You need to set certain things into place. And that's exactly what Obama did during the 8 years he was in office. It was part of the 16-year plan. And Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the last 8 years. And I think what Trump is doing, he's inflicting pain on them every step of the way. Because remember, who cares about the FBI, DOJ? They're part of the criminal syndicate. If you're expecting justice, if you're expecting them to come in and arrest Biden, if you're expecting Biden to be impeached, now look, that'd be great. If Biden was impeached, that would be great. If the FBI came in and arrested him, that would be great. If the DOJ pressed charges against him, that would be great. It would show, look, our country is okay. They are going after their own, and it's not a two-tier justice system. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think what you're going to see is the FBI is going to continually stall. The DOJ is not going to do anything. And as soon as the Republicans move to impeach him, I do believe the D's don't want this to happen. This is going to happen during an election year. Do you think the D's, and Obama especially, do you think they want this to go to an impeachment trial? Do you think they want him front and center? Yes, I know everyone does. I know everyone wants all this dirty laundry to be exposed to the public. But think about the other side right now. Think about what can of worms this would open. This can of worms would open everything that they've been doing for the past 8 years and plus 3 years, 3.5 years now that Biden has been the resident. And then you would start to see the connections between Biden and Obama, because people would start to question all of this. So I don't think the D's can actually allow this to happen. They rather remove him under the cover story that he's incapable of doing this job. He's old. He's mentally incapable. And I think that's going to build up, especially when we hit 2024. Because, you know, we're getting very, very close to the presidential election. And as we get closer and closer and closer, they're going to have to make a very important move. Because remember, everything that we're witnessing is going to lead to Obama in the end. And I do believe this is why Iran is on deck right now. Even though Israel is battling Hamas, if you notice, Iran is always brought into the story. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, you could see that Biden is completely in line with China. And Xi Jinping, he is visiting San Francisco. And we know that Gavin Newsom, because he admitted it, he cleaned up everything for Xi Jinping. Now, did he clean it up for the people of that city? Absolutely not. So they rather clean it up for a foreign leader coming to this country. And what's very interesting is that if you looked at San Francisco and you looked at Xi Jinping coming into San Francisco, you wouldn't even know that was San Francisco. You would think that was China, because the Chinese flag lined the streets. And once again, you can see who Biden is controlled by. And think about it, China, where did the COVID virus come from? Oh, that's right. It came from China. They unleashed it in this country. And it's just not China. Remember, they were dealing with the deep state players within this country, because you need people in the inside to do certain things, because they did this to remove Trump. They did this to make sure that Trump wouldn't win. They overthrew the United States government because they knew they had to usher in the Great Reset. They had to usher in the Green New Deal, and they needed Trump out of the way, because if Trump was in the way and he won again, would they be able to push their plan? Absolutely not. But Trump, I do believe he countered all this and turned the tables on them and allowed them to cheat like they've never cheated before. And he needed the American people to vote like they never voted before, because he needed to catch them in the act. He needed the deep state to go above and beyond what they normally would do in an election. Because remember, the Space Force wasn't under the Posse Comitatus Act until 2021. And we have an executive order 13848. So they were able to capture everything that they did. And this is why I do believe Trump has the irrefutable proof, which he already submitted to the courts. And that trial is coming up, I think it's in March or so. But it's coming up in 2024. So I do believe all this was done because they needed to catch them in the act and then show the people a little bit at a time. And as they show the people their crimes, their treasonous crimes, they're feeling pain every step of the way. Remember, Biden and Obama, they never wanted anyone to see what they were doing behind the scenes. They didn't want people to know about the 20 shell companies. They didn't want anyone to know about the connection between Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, Romania, and the rest. They didn't want anyone to see the money laundering scheme. They didn't want anyone to see that, oh, yes, Joe Biden, he did know about Hunter Biden's business. They didn't want anyone to see any of this. And as people see this, what is happening? The people are realizing that these people are corrupt. Remember, this is not being tried by the DOJ. This is being tried by the people of this country. And this then reflects on Obama because this was being done right under Obama's nose. What's in reality, he knew about all of it. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want him front and center. And this is why I do believe there's so much pressure right now on Biden and the evidence is coming out because this then in turn puts a lot of pressure on Obama to make a move. Because think about it, out in the field of those people that are going to be running for president, I know Manchin says, oh, if they want me to run, I'll run too. Who has the popularity to go up against Trump? I don't think Newsom has it. He's 11 points down in California. Do I think they can bring in Manchin? I don't think he's going to do it either. They're going to need someone in the end that can go up against Trump. Because remember, they're planning to cheat in the elections. And if you don't have that person that at least has the popularity where they can make it look good, it's going to be very, very difficult. Because remember, Biden's poll numbers are dropping like a rock. The economy's failing. The borders are open. We can see that we have this major, major problem in Ukraine, now in Gaza. Iran is being brought into the fold because now Iran is attacking U.S. soldiers and bases in Syria. Biden continually funds both sides of this because, of course, they want a war. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew the playbook that they were going to do this. And I do believe all of this is then going to lead to Obama, where he's going to have so much pressure, even when Michelle says, or Michael says, I don't want to be president. I don't want to run for president. I think they're going to have no choice in the end but to enter the race because otherwise they lose. Remember, the deep state players, they know, and you can see how they're panicking right now, they know if they lose this election, it's game over. So it's either they lose or they bring in someone to go up against Trump. And I do believe Trump knows that they will make this move in the end because I do believe he knows the playbook. He knows exactly what they're going to do. Now, once again, anything can happen, but I do believe we're heading down that path, and it's very interesting that Iran has come into the fold. Money is being passed to Iran. More and more money is being passed to Iran. And remember, who was involved with Iran? Who was involved with the Iranian One? Obama. He sent pallets of cash over to Iran without Congress knowing. I do believe Trump wants him front and center, and he wants to show the deep state players in the end that he has the people, that he beat the deep state at their own game, and he has the majority. I do believe he wants to win the election like never before, where people look and go, holy crap, this is a red wave of all red waves, and I do believe he's going to flip them the finger in the end saying, look, I've got the people are with me, we're taking back the country. And I do believe this is what it is all about. And yes, the attacks will then come against Biden, against Obama, because the people have said, yes, we're behind you, we voted for you, and the country says, go get him. Now, once again, how is he going to get him? Can he just say, hey, Department of Justice, hey, FBI, can you go arrest these people? Can you indict these people? Because here's the evidence. No, I do believe during this whole entire process, when they bring in the other candidate, I do believe the information is going to be brought out to the open. Think about it. With Biden, they're bringing out all this information. They're gathering all this information. You know the Department of Justice, the FBI, they're not going to do anything. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. But can all this information be used later on in military tribunals? Because this is actually treasonous, isn't it? Well, I think the same thing is going to happen with Obama. I think as we go through 2024, you're going to see a lot of information come out against Obama. And yes, they're going to gather this information, and this is going to be used against them later on. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden and the cocaine, because we've come to find out, due to the Freedom of Information Act request, that it seems that the Secret Service actually has DNA on who actually touched the cocaine packet. So that's very interesting. So when we look at this entire case, at first it was reported that the cocaine was found in the library, which is located on the ground floor of the White House. Authorities changed the location of the cocaine found in the Biden White House. The cocaine was allegedly stashed in a cubby in a storage facility in the West Wing and not the library, which means someone moved it and then staged the whole thing. The Freedom of Information Act request documents suggest the presence of three tubes of DNA conflicting with the Secret Service's initial reports. It appears the DNA samples were not only found, but also preserved in an evidence vault. So where did they get the DNA from? Did they get the DNA from the baggie? Why didn't they tell the people that's where they got information? So right now, the Secret Service, they have this information. This is like an insurance policy, if you really think about it, because now they have something on someone, which I do believe we all know who it is. So once again, this whole thing is not clear cut like they're making it seem. It looks like there was a cover up and now there is evidence. So this is going to be very, very interesting as this moves along, because will this evidence, will there be a whistleblower that actually comes out and actually reveals whose DNA this belongs to? This should be very interesting as we move along. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Biden administration and Biden himself, they're interfering in the election. They are attacking Trump during an election year. They have four indictments against Trump. They're attacking him like there's no one's business. And it seems that they're trying to turn all of this around and make it seem like Trump did the same exact thing to Hunter Biden. Because lawyers for Hunter Biden, they want to subpoena documents from Trump, former Attorney General Bill Barr, and other former Department of Justice officials. Biden wants to see if there's evidence that Trump or DOJ officials exerted pressure to launch the criminal investigation into his taxes and foreign business dealings. So basically, Biden's trying to turn this around and he's trying to prove, look, Trump did the same exact thing during an election year. That's what they're trying to do right now. Now, do you really think that Trump was behind anything? Do you really think he was the one that was pushing all of this? Absolutely not. I mean, optics have to look incredible. Trump can't be involved in any of this. And I do believe Biden believes that he can find this information and the people will see, look, I'm not doing anything to Trump. He's actually doing it to me. I do believe in the end, this is going to backfire. And once again, once they get these records, when they subpoena these records, what are they going to find? They're going to find, no, I didn't do anything. I didn't submit anything. It's not coming from me. Remember, if this is a military operation and the military is in control of the country, do you really think they would have Trump then submit all this information? Do you think the evidence would be coming from Trump, or would it be coming from another source? I do believe it's coming from another source to protect Trump. They're going to find absolutely nothing on Trump because the optics have to look good. The optics have to be incredible. And I do believe this is what is happening right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we are now starting to see more and more individuals caught up in child pornography, pedophilia. And I do believe that this is much, much larger than people even realize. And once again, you can see this is why the deep state players have been trying to normalize pedophilia. They hijacked the LGBTQ community and they tried to use it to springboard their normalization efforts, where they tried to normalize pedophilia in schools by introducing books, by actually bringing in trans people into the classrooms. They tried to educate the children in all this because, you just can't spring it on the public because the public wouldn't accept it. So what you need to do is you need to normalize all of this. So those people that have been hiding in the shadows for a very long time, those people can come out of the shadows. And I do believe it's a lot of people in politics, a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of people in all different types of positions. So first you need to start by normalizing it and saying this is normal and teach the young that this is okay. And I do believe this is what they've been trying to do, but they've been caught up and they've been stopped by who? The parents. And now it's completely and utterly falling apart. And what's very interesting is that you can see that more and more individuals are being exposed and it's getting worse and worse for them. So NWokeness put this out and it says how it started. And it's pointing to people are touched by this writer's conversation with a bunch of fourth graders. Kids are books filled with blank pages. And this is a 38-year-old writer, Slade Sommer. This was back in May 14, 2018. Fast forward to today, it says former news website editor facing child pornography. Who is it? Slade Sommer, 44. So this former web editor is now arrested for child pornography. So they played it up in 2018. And now you can see years later that this person is involved in pedophilia once again. And I think we're starting to see a lot of this right now. And people are starting to realize what's really going on. And they tried to normalize it, but I do believe it's completely and utterly backfiring on them. And now all these people are being exposed because they thought it was safe to come out. Well, it's not that safe because the people aren't buying what they're trying to sell here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Nikki Haley, she's running for the presidential election, even though she told Trump that she wouldn't run for election. And if you go back in time, again, these people are liars. They always lie. They're not for the Constitution. They're not for this country. And you could see it straight away in what Nikki Haley said. She floated an idea to force all social media users to verify their identities online in order to rid the world of bots from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. She said, the truth is, if you look at social media, the misinformation and the dramatic sides of social media are instigating this. Why? Because it's being pushed by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It is why when I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is, every person on social media should be verified by their name. So, by the way, her name is not Nikki Haley, it's Nimrata. But once again, think about what she's saying right now. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution protects the right to free speech. And this right extends to online speech. This means, in general, you have the right to post on social media anonymously without fear of government censorship. You knew who wrote Anonymous? Back in the days of our founding fathers when they were fighting a revolutionary war, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, James Madison, and they wrote the Federalist Papers. Remember, they had pen names because they were afraid that the British government was going to come after them. Why do you think they put this into the First Amendment? Because they went through it, and we're going through it just like they went through it. And remember, anonymous speech has been deemed by the U.S. Supreme Court to be protected under the First Amendment. So once again, you can see that these people, they fight against the Constitution every step of the way. And think about it. Think about Biden, Obama, and the rest. Their times in the presidency or their residency, they've spent their entire time fighting against the Constitution. What do I mean by this? Well, let's just take Biden, for example. They're fighting against free speech. They have the government agencies censoring people. They're fighting against the Constitution. They're fighting against the Second Amendment. Remember, these people allegedly were elected, which we know they weren't, but let's just say they were elected. They were elected to run the country, to uphold the Constitution. They spend all of their time. And if you go back in time, Obama and the rest, they spend all their time fighting against the Constitution. I think that tells you everything you need to know, because the people that are for this country, they shouldn't be fighting against the Constitution. They should be doing everything to support the Constitution. So if they're sitting there and they're spending all their energy to fight against the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and all the others, that tells you everything you need to know. It tells you they're not for this country. How much clearer can it get? And once again, we can see that these people, they have installed themselves, because if they were truly elected by the people, they would support the Constitution. They wouldn't fight against the Constitution. Now, the other day we mentioned that the FCC, they were looking at the digital discrimination and broadband access. And it looks like the FCC, they passed a vote related to preventing digital discrimination in accessing broadband internet. So again, the FCC is made up of a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans, and they voted for this. And remember, Brendan Carr, we mentioned this the other day, asserts that the rule would massively increase the commission's regulatory authority to almost all facets of the internet. So once again, this is very, very similar to net neutrality. And all they did was just change the wording a little bit, but they're doing the exact same thing. Now, once again, what are they going to use this for? They're going to try to use this to shut down communications. Is it going to work? I don't believe so, because they're going to control the ISP providers on the ground, the landlines. Think about Space Force. Think about Elon Musk. Actually, Elon Musk has a contract with Space Force right now. Think about how this can be switched over very, very easily. But once again, they're going to try to do what? They're going to try to control the narrative. They're going to try to control who's saying what. And once again, these people are fighting against the Constitution. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the war out in Ukraine, the war out in Gaza. Things are going to be ramping up. And yes, we could see that Biden, he's struggling right now because he needs the funds for Ukraine, trying to use Israel to get the funds. And yes, they're going to try to use this whole Gaza incident to bring in more refugees, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But before we get to that, something very, very interesting happened with Ukraine, because we know a lot of money has gone out there. We know that the money is not being tracked. They didn't want to track the money. I do believe there is a group that is tracking the money, because if the military is in control, most likely they're tracking the money. But again, Congress decided not to pass the bill to track the money. And what's very interesting on X, Community Notes actually is trying to convince people that the money is being tracked via Congress because they passed the NDAA. So readers added the context. U.S. aid to Ukraine is already audited. As Congress works to fund the U.S. military through fiscal year 2024, the NDAA, which passed in the House of Representatives on July 14, 2023, includes an amendment by Representative Chip Roy to create SIGUA to oversee U.S. aid to Ukraine. Josh Halley responded to this and said, "Gotta love Community Notes, a nonstop fount of disinformation. The Roy Amendment has not been enacted and has in fact been rejected by the Senate multiple times. There is no special inspector general tracking Ukrainian funds." So when you see Community Notes on X, everyone should do their own research. So basically what this allows you to do is it allows you to see both sides, and you could do a little bit of research and to see if the Community Notes is actually telling you the truth, or they might lead you into finding the truth. But I don't believe anyone should believe anything that anyone says. And I do believe everyone should do research on their own. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is Representative Rashida Tlaib, who's part of the squad, it has been revealed that the squad member is part of a secret Facebook group that has glamorized Hamas. So, wait a minute. We have someone in government who is actually in a secret Facebook group who is supporting Hamas, a terrorist group. This is absolutely unbelievable. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee is gearing up to spend over $100 million as part of a campaign to knock the squad out of Congress in 2024. And if you notice, these individuals that have been brought in, they do not support the American people. They're completely fighting against the Constitution and the American people every step of the way. And it's absolutely unbelievable. But what we do know is that the American people, they're not stupid. They're awake. They see what's happening. They see the terrorist group. And Rasmussen reports they put out a couple polls. And the first one says, should the Palestinian group Hamas be considered a terrorist organization? Yes, 70% of Democrats say yes. 78% of independents say yes. 85% of GOP say yes. All voters, 78%. So the country's on board right now. They're not with the squad. They're not with Obama. They're not with the deep state players that are saying, oh, no, no, we should have a ceasefire, because we know what the ceasefire is. It's going to allow the terrorist group to rearm, and they don't want Israel to discover the tunnels and their bases and their weapons. Here's another poll by Rasmussen Reports on X that says, should American organizations that support Hamas be investigated by federal authorities? 53% of Democrats say yes. 56% of independents say yes. 70% of GOP say yes. All voters, 60% say yes. And here's the last part with the ceasefire. Because if you notice, Trudeau, Macron, and Biden, and all the other people, Obama, they're all calling for a ceasefire, which you could tell they're all part of the deep state. They're all part of the World Economic Forum. They all support the terrorist organization, just like they supported ISIS. They pretended they didn't, but they really did. They supported Al-Qaeda. They support all of this. And Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Netanyahu, and this is what he says, calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen. Do you agree or disagree? 61% of Democrats agree. 65% of independents agree. 79% of GOP agree. All voters, 68% agree. So the people, they agree that there shouldn't be a ceasefire. The people agree that we should go after the terrorist group. So everything that these people are saying, they're not in line with the people. They're going against what the people want, which tells you everything you need to know. Now think about it. Out in D.C. yesterday, we had approximately 300,000 people. They were in D.C. These were people who are supporting Israel, a lot of Jewish people out there. And you think this would be front page news everywhere. You think they would have this all over the place. Look at this. We have support for Israel. We have to get the terrorists, because the terrorists came in and they raped and they maimed and they killed and they, you know, they did everything else. We need to stop the terrorists. I mean, think about it. If the terrorists came over the border here, came into Arizona or Texas and raped people in their homes on the U.S. border, what do you think the people of the United States would do? They would go after these people. Wouldn't we go after the terrorists? Of course we would. But you would think in this country, you would have it all over the place. It would be on the front page. Jim Jordan put this out and said, think it would be on the front page if 290,000 plus people march in support of gun control. There's always a double standard. He's pointing to the Washington Post. And the Washington Post, it looks like they buried it in the metro section. If this was anything else, if this was gun control, it would be front page news. If it was those people that want abortion, it'd be front page news. And this is not front page news. But you could see the deep state players, they're right on schedule. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular DNA ancestry site is under fire for allegedly not notifying their users in a timely manner of a data breach that stole millions of pieces of personal data. In fact, it wasn't until the hackers advertised the stolen data on forums that the public became aware of the breach, which has since sparked a class action lawsuit. The stolen data was reportedly leaked for political and racially motivated reasons, and it included name, sex, date of birth, geographic location, profile photos, and genetic ancestry results. This is why I protect myself with Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 offers an all-in-one digital security suite with its most notable features of being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and even the ability to remove my personal information from sites after data breaches like this one. Plus, it comes with a 1 million insurance policy for identity theft protection to secure myself even further. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield 1 is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, ISP, hacker spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield 1 now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield's 1's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22 to take advantage of this limited time deal before their free trial offer ends. Remember, they're going to bring in refugees because they need the illegals in this country. They need it because they're trying to bring the country into a third world status. They're trying to get rid of the identity of this country, and they need them to vote in the election. Remember, their cheating system is not going to work the way it worked before. And yes, they're going to try to change tactics, but I don't think it's going to work. And on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Europe and the U.S. accepted millions who fled earlier wars. They should welcome the Gaza refugees. So they're already starting to build this narrative. Because remember, when everything fell apart in Afghanistan and we had 13 U.S. soldiers die and Biden left all the Americans there, who did they take out of there? Oh, all the refugees. Because that's who they want in this country. Because they don't care about the Americans. Remember, they're fighting against the Constitution every step of the way. I mean, they've been doing this for a very long time. As an elected leader, you should be using the Constitution as your framework to govern. I mean, really think about this for a second. But they're using it and they're fighting against it. They're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to get rid of your rights. They're violating your rights every step of the way because they're not truly elected. They're installed. That's why. But look at what Biden is doing right now. With everything that's going on in Gaza, with it being reported that Iran was involved in shipping weapons behind the scenes, even though they pretend they didn't, Biden decided to give them another $10 billion. So the Biden administration extended a sanctions waiver that will allow Iran to collect another $10 billion in funds in order for the mullahs to fund their military operations in the region. And remember how they play the game. Oh, no, no. Their money is sitting in Qatar banks. Don't worry about it. They haven't touched it. We just checked on it. It's still there. What they do is they take a loan against that money is in the bank, and then they use that money. This is how they play the game. But why would Biden all of a sudden decide to do this? Is this because Obama wants this done? Remember, Obama gave pallets of cash to Iran. He was involved in selling uranium-1 to where? Russia. And then that was what? Sold to Iran? Sold to North Korea? And what's very interesting about all this is that all this revolves around Obama. Yes, there's Hillary Clinton. Yes, there's Biden and the rest. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, want Obama front and center. Let's go back to post 888. This is March 8th, 2018. And in this post, it says, "Thank you, Kim. Deal made, clowns cut, strings cut. We took control. Iran next." Post 947, March 15, 2018, it says, "Iran next," with two brackets, "RT days after, RT Kenya, no coincidences, track important Muslim Brotherhood, boom." Post 4886, October 17, 2020, "Ukraine, China, Iraq, and Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family," which means this is really going to bring Obama into the fold. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want Obama front and center when all this goes down. He wants Obama to feel the pain. He wants the same thing that's happened to Biden to happen to Obama. Once they put their person into place, evidence is going to come out, not from Trump, from other areas. And people are going to start to learn that he is treasonous. He's a renegade. And he's been working against the United States from the very, very beginning. And he infiltrated the government with the help of Soros. They infiltrated the entire country. And they were trying to overthrow the United States government, which they did on November 3rd. But Trump took control with the military. And they want to bring us to war to actually destroy the country in the end. And it's not just this country, but it's the other countries around the world. Because remember, when you have death, destruction, what happens? Well, there's no one there to fight against these people, and they can take over everything very, very easily. That's what they've been trying to do from the very, very beginning. And this is why they put together the 16-year plan to destroy America. Because remember, if America falls, the world falls. And that's what they've always known. And that's why they infiltrated America from the very beginning, because they knew they couldn't bring the soldiers on the shores of America. You can't attack a nuclear-powered country that has nuclear weapons. you need to get them from within. Plus, they also knew if they brought soldiers onto the shores of America, there are so many people with weapons, the people would rise up and there'd be a people's army attacking these individuals. They wouldn't be able to get very far at all. And they knew this. And this is why they spent all this time trying to get the weapons away from the people, because it's a lot easier to control people when you can't defend themselves. It's a lot easier to take over a country when you can't defend themselves. But you could see the people never gave up their weapons. They tried and they tried and they tried. It all failed. And this is why they used COVID, actually, because they needed to get Trump out of this position. They needed to win the election at all costs. They couldn't use their normal cheating methods. So they needed to usher in something that allowed them to cheat on a scale never before seen. And this is why Trump and the Patriots wanted them to do this. I do believe they allowed this to happen. They needed them to cheat in the elections, and they needed to capture everything that they were going to do. And people are saying, well, why would he do this? Why would he allow this to happen? Because think about the alternative. Think about what they really wanted to do in the end. They wanted to keep everyone locked down. They wanted a war, actually, in the beginning. But Trump countered that. They never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. So they went ahead and they used the plandemic. Trump and the Patriots thought, okay, you're going to use the plandemic? Well, we can use this to our advantage, and we can actually expose everything that you're trying to do. We can expose the pharmaceutical industry. We can expose the CDC. We can expose the FDA. We can expose all of this. And that's what people now are learning, because without seeing it, without experiencing it, you would never, ever be able to fight against it. You wouldn't believe it if it was just said to you. And the whole thing, their entire plan for COVID was countered. They thought people were going to be trapped in their houses. They thought they had them. People would commit suicide. The supply chains would dry up, and the people would do anything that they wanted just to get out of the misery. But the whole thing completely and utterly fell apart. And the people, they woke up. They started to think. This is why the people aren't taking the boosters, because they're thinking logically now. The fear is gone, but they're still trying to push COVID on the people. They're still trying to push the flu shot with the COVID shot. They're still trying to do this. And this is coming out of NBC. Should you get your COVID and flu shots at the same time? New research suggests yes. The first line of this: a small study indicates that getting COVID and flu shots together could produce a stronger antibody response against the coronavirus than receiving them separately. So wait a minute, a small study. What is this small study? Well, this small study is in BioRxiv. It's not a peer-reviewed document. It's a study that someone put up there. It's not certified to be peer-reviewed, and it hasn't been peer-reviewed. So the study is absolutely meaningless, just like all the other studies that they quote. Only believe the peer-reviewed documentation. All this other crap is just that crap until it's peer-reviewed. So when they say, oh, you can get the flu and the COVID shot, really? Show me the peer-reviewed document, because this document is absolutely meaningless, just like all the others they showed. Oh, wait, you can't take hydroxychloroquine. That scars your heart. That's what the Lancet said. Well, it turns out that was fake and they took it down. Oh, wait, you can't take ivermectin. That doesn't protect you against COVID. That's for horses. Well, once again, that was fake. And now it's being proven through peer review documentation that, oh, wait, ivermectin would have helped. It's all BS. And actually, when you read this, it says this article is a preprint and has not been certified by peer review. What does this mean? It says manuscripts submitted by BioRxiv are not certified by scientific peer review, edited or typeset before being posted online. So this means they may contain errors, omissions, it might not be true. So how are they quoting this small little tiny little study? Don't believe them. Once again, you can see the truth. And actually, Ron Johnson was out there. And once again, he's showing everyone the truth about the bioweapon. Yes, it's a bioweapon. And he says, here's the drug adverse event comparison from 1996 to 2023. So this is the adverse events of ivermectin. Since 1996 to 2023, 4,265 cases. Hydroxychloroquine, 28,823. Flu vaccine, 220,000. Tylenol, 136,000. Then we get to COVID, 1.6 million. Now remember, they told you hydroxychloroquine is very dangerous. Ivermectin is very, very dangerous. But the bioweapon is safe and effective with 1.6 million cases, adverse reactions. You know how many deaths they've recorded so far? 36,000 compared to hydroxychloroquine, like 420, and ivermectin is something like 1,100. Which is more dangerous? Is everyone seeing this? And remember, these drugs have been around for a very long time. How long has the bioweapon been around? What, 2 years, 2.5 years? I think that tells you everything you need to know. And I think the people are starting to learn that, holy crap, they lied to us. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Thomas Massie, he introduced an amendment to end gain of function. And it looks like this amendment to end gain of function research has passed. And it's completely insane to use taxpayer dollars to create a blueprint for the next pandemic. And this is what the deep state players have been doing. This is what Fauci's been doing. This is what they've been doing. And remember, Putin went in, destroyed all the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And this has really shut down their entire operation. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we mentioned this a couple days ago, where we had this one white child in school. He was beaten up by something like 15 black people. Now, if it was the other way around, this would fit into the fake news narrative. It would fit into the deep state players narrative. And they'd be reporting on this every single day. 15 white kids beat up a black kid and killed him. But this was the opposite, and the fake news didn't even want to touch it. But it looks like there have been 8 arrests right now in Vegas, and they're trying to identify 2 more, and 8 right now are in custody. And they range between the ages of 13 to 17 years old. And this was just an horrific event that happened. And why did this happen? Because think about the brainwashing. I actually go back to Nazi Germany. Remember when the brown shirts and all these individuals were going around, they were brainwashed? They were beating up people because they were brainwashed into doing so. The same things happened to this country. They have brainwashed these people into thinking that white people are their enemy. Actually, when Biden and the rest said, oh, Trump's going to divide the country, actually, they're the ones who are dividing the country. Because under Biden's rule, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So in reality, who's dividing the country? Well, it's always been the deep state players. They always like for people to have sides, just like we're seeing now with Israel and Gaza. People are taking sides. We have the people of America and Antifa, the illegals, and BLM. But they want you to think that it's the other side of America. Actually, it isn't. It's the minority. But they're trying to make it look like, oh, that's America too, which it is not. They're part of the foot soldiers of the deep state. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mayor Adams, he wants parents to volunteer to protect New York City schools after the safety agents are cut. They don't have enough money to pay for the safety agents. Now, parents, they're outraged. First of all, they're not trained. They don't know how to do this. And secondly, why doesn't the city have money? Why did they cut this? Well, the money is going to where? Oh, that's right, to house the illegals who cross the border illegally. So now people are getting pissed off. And as they keep cutting services in New York, the people are going to get angrier and angrier as time goes on. And yes, the people, they're outraged with this. And we could see this is not going to end well with all these different cities and all these different D mayors who are allowing the illegals in their cities. Remember, they're not getting the federal funds that they need. Normally, during like Obama's reign, the federal funds would have been distributed to all these different areas and no one would know anything that was going on. That's exactly what happened during his time as president. Now we have a completely different story. Biden can't get the funds these cities, these states are struggling and they can't bring themselves to say close the border, which I find absolutely amazing. But again, Adams has called out Biden and now the criminal syndicate is coming after him because you don't turn on the criminal syndicate. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that FBI Director Wray is coming under fire right now because GOP Representative Higgins, he nailed Chris Wray during a House hearing. And he was talking to Wray about what happened on January 6th. And he actually exposed the ghost buses where they brought in all these confidential human sources. They were dressed as Trump supporters and they bussed them in. And Wray pretended like he knew nothing about it. Take a listen to this exchange.
Last year, you might recall, sir, our exchange regarding the FBI's involvement on January 6th and prior. I'm happy to jog your memory to quote, according to the record, I asked you, did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol on January 6th prior to the doors being opened? You responded, I quote, again, I have to be very careful of what I say. To which I said, it should be a no. Can you not tell the American people, no, we did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol on January 6th? A year has passed. We sit here again a year later, we the people. Still do not have a definitive answer from you or anyone else in the Biden administration regarding the FBI presence and participation in the months leading up to the November election and in the weeks and days prior to January 6th and on January 6th here in D.C. We can't get a straight answer, although we have a tremendous amount of evidence harvested and reviewed over the course of the last year, which you will see. In September, Stephen D'Artano, formerly in charge of the FBI's field office in Washington, D.C., testified to the House Judiciary Committee that he was aware the FBI informants would attend the Stop the Steal rally thrown on January 6th. You confirmed that the FBI had confidential human sources at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th here in D.C., sir?
Congressman, as we've discussed before, I'm not going to get into where we have or have not used confidential human sources. But what
okay,
I can
we'll
tell
move
you,
on.
You asked for a definitive
answer. We'll move
answer.
On. It's my time. You said no, you're not going to answer. That's cool. We're watching.
Mr. Chairman, may I answer the question?
Your moment will come. This is my time. Earlier this year, an FBI informant who is reported to have, quote, his quote, under oath, marched to the U.S. Capitol with fellow Proud Boys members on January 6th, close quote. He said he was communicating with his FBI handler while people were entering the U.S. Capitol. Can you confirm that the FBI had that sort of engagement with your own agents embedded within to the crowd on January 6th?
If you are asking whether the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and or agents, the answer is emphatically
you're saying
not.
No. You're saying no?
Not
okay.
Violence orchestrated
Let's
by FBI on. Sources or agents.
Are you familiar with you know what a ghost vehicle is? Director, your director of the FBI certainly should. You know what a ghost bus is?
A ghost bus?
Ghost bus.
I'm not sure I've used that term before.
Okay. Well, it's pretty common in law enforcement. It's a vehicle that's used for secret purposes. It's painted over. These two buses in the middle here, they were the first to arrive at Union Station on January 6th. 0500. I have all this evidence. I'm showing you a tip of this iceberg.
Mr. Chairman.
These two buses
Mr.
are
Chairman.
Painted completely white. These buses are nefarious in nature and were filled with FBI informants dressed as Trump supporters and deployed onto our Capitol on January 6th.
Your day is coming, Mr. Wray.
And as you can see, as time goes on and as they continually investigate, this is getting worse and worse for the FBI. It's getting worse and worse for the deep state. And you can see why the Unselect Committee deleted all their information, which is really not deleted, but they think they deleted it, but nothing's ever truly deleted. So they think, oh, crap, they're going to start finding out what really happened on January 6th, because that was the cover up for their actual insurrection on November 3rd. And as the videotapes are being produced, which I do believe they're going to be produced, the people of this country are going to see the real evidence. They're going to see what really happened and what they've been hiding from the public. And already, Higgins already called out Ray, the FBI, saying, listen, we know about your ghost buses. We know that you had people dressed up as MAGA supporters. Your entire mission, your entire agenda that you put forth is completely and utterly falling apart right now. And yes, do I think Ray's feeling the heat? I do believe he is. Are the others feeling the heat? I do believe they are. They're feeling the pain every step of the way. Why? Because they're truly not in control. As soon as they overthrew the United States government, they have lost control. And you could see every step of the way, they're feeling pain every single day as this all leads up to Obama. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Trump is now formally asking for a mistrial. Liz Harrington put this out and said, motion for mistrial in Letitia James' fraudulent civil case against President Trump. There can be no doubt of the public perception of bias in this case. Only the grant of a mistrial can salvage what is left of the rule of law. Now, he's giving them a chance. Do the right thing. So the attorneys, they submitted a 30-page motion. They allege that Judge Arthur Engoron engaged in extrajudicial activities, publicly commenting, co-judging. And do you think they're just going to say, okay, yeah, it's a mistrial? No, of course not. But Trump wants the American people to see this. And as it's turned down, you know what the ruling is going to be in the end. They're going to find Trump guilty. Now, he's going to bring this up to the appellate court. The appellate court is going to reverse every single thing. And actually, they're probably going to put out a statement saying this case should have never been brought. The judge should have rejected all this. The attorney general wasted the taxpayers' money. And this is going to be very interesting. So does this allow Trump to go after them because they knowingly tried this case, knowing that there was no victim, there was nothing, and this law should have never been used? Maybe. We'll have to see how this plays out. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. These fake political cases brought against me could have been filed years ago, but these crooked and biased prosecutors working closely with my political opponents in Washington, D.C., crooked Joe Biden, waited and waited and waited and filed them right in the middle of my campaign for president. Why do you think that Fannie and Alvin and Letitia, of course, the deranged one, Jack Smith, took so long after very publicly leaks starting their work? Election interference, prosecutorial misconduct. And the people, they know it's election interference. The people aren't going against Trump. They're going with him. He put this out on Truth. Wow, my poll numbers continue to go up, leading my opponents, including Crooked Joe, by a lot. Make America great again. And that's exactly what's happening. The people are watching this play out. The people aren't stupid. They know there's no case. And they see, like, wow, they're just coming after him. And they won't stop. And when they look at Letitia James, when they look at the judge and Engoron, they realize these people are clowns. And more people are waking up to this. And they're seeing the election interference. And you could see that the deep state players, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and all these other individuals like Jen Psaki and the rest, they're trying to change what Trump has said during an interview. And they're trying to make it seem like he's going to be like Hitler, where he goes after his opponents. Actually, what's really happening is that Biden is going after his political opponent. But they're trying to turn this around. Remember, Trump was on Univision, and the Univision interviewer said, you say they've, Democrats, weaponized the Justice Department. They've weaponized the FBI. Would you do the same if you're reelected? Trump said, well, he's talking about Biden, unleashed something that everybody, we've all known about this for 100 years. We've watched other countries do it, and in some cases effective, and in other cases, the country's overthrown or it's been totally ineffective. Overthrown. That's an interesting word. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box. You understand that? They've done something that nobody thought would happen. They've done something that allows the next party. I mean, if somebody, if I happen to be president and I see somebody who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. Mostly that would be, you know, they would be out of business. They'd be out. They'd be out of the election. So the full answer is even more interesting. But what the fake news admitted is that Trump wasn't making an unprovoked threat about what he plans to do if he's reelected. He was accurately describing the logical consequences of criminalizing political opposition. When the party in power falls out of it, they're vulnerable just the same. That's called payback. And no doubt Trump and his supporters want it. But let's not leave out the details of how we got here. That's the most interesting part of the story. They're the ones who decided to go down this path. They're the ones who set the precedent. And Trump, yes, he does have the ability to use this against them. But I do believe he's going to be doing it in a different way. He's actually going to have evidence. He's going to actually have their crimes. Because look, right now, the House, they're gathering the information. I do believe they're going to be starting to gather information on Obama once they put their player in place. And remember, this has nothing to do about a four-year election. And you could, I think people are starting to see that. This has to do with taking back our country. And the only way to take back the country is for the people to see this play out. Yes, you're going to go through pain. Yes, you're going to see things that look scary. But the only way to wake the American people up is to go through it. And that reminds me of Post 2494. This is November 20th, 2018. And it says, this election was not about fixing the economy, trade, borders, military, protecting our children, etc. Also, another corrupt politician or insider can simply undo it. Band-aid. Now, think about this. Trump was in the White House for 4 years. Did he make the economy look better? Yes. Did he make the borders look better? Yes. Did he make trade look better? Did he end the endless wars? Yes. What did he make the military better? Yes. What did Biden do in 3.5 short years? He undid everything. So that was a band-aid fix in all of this. That's not what this is about. Let me read the next line. This was not simply another four-year election, but a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control of our government. So this all comes down to the 2024 election. The people must understand and see it, and they must take back the country. Trump needed to show the people all of it. And as the people see it, the deep state is going through pain. They're panicking because, again, the weapon that will destroy the deep state is not the military. It's we, the people. And once the people are awake, the deep state knows they can't put them back to sleep. You see, they had the people asleep all these years. They had the upper hand. They controlled the narrative. Now they're panicking in D.C., and it's going to get a lot worse for them. And the people, they're going to see a lot more. And in the end, the people are going to take back the country. Because Trump needed to make it possible for people to see this. And the only way to make it possible is to actually have control of the situation. And that's why the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.